Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the King, the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, the Lord God Almighty in the earth, the one who lives inside of me, the one who created me, the one who blew his very breath into me. You are King, you are Lord, you are Shepherd. Be high and lifted up, our King. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. You are mighty. You are Jehovah, El Elyon, the Most High God, our strong creator. You are mighty. You are holy in the heavens. You are holy in the earth realm. You do amazing things. You love your people, your creation. And we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, called us from a dark way into the marvelous light. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome and holy. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. When our lives were so chaotic, yeah, all full of junk, mud all over us, you called us. You cleaned us up. You put us on a righteous and a holy path, a path of light. You are the light. You are salvation. You are Lord and Savior. You are the King of Kings. You are, oh God, Jehovah Ra, the Lord our Shepherd. We say hallelujah to the Most High God. You're an amazing Father. We don't even have human words to express how great you are, how mighty you are, how holy you are. You are magnificent. Oh, yeah, you are a majestic God. You are clothed in majesty. There's no God like you, Jehovah. No king can call. No king can match your matchless grace. You are God that love your people in the name of Jesus. So we come today to say hallelujah to the Most High God, the King of Kings. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner that we need. We love and adore you. Oh, Lord, you love us, and you commanded us to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And we come today in the name of Jesus to say hallelujah to the Most High God. We praise and adore you. We bless you today. We give you glory, praise, thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. We say that you are King and Lord of our lives. We surrender all to you. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. You are the Lord that healeth us. You healed us already from all of our soul's diseases. You ask the question, will thou be made whole? And our answer is yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're an amazing God. There's none that can compare to you, oh God. The scales don't balance out. Oh God, you are almighty in the name of Jesus. You are the judge. You're the King. You're the Lord of our lives. You're the shepherd that leads us in a plain path. So we say amen, amen to the King. Oh, yeah, the King, the creator, the shepherd. In the name of Jesus, you are leading us in the way that we should go. We don't know the way, but you are a great way maker. And there's nobody else that can make a way for us, your children. Lord, your creation, oh, God, is all over the earth realm, all over the earth. In Africa, Asia, Antarctica, North America, South America, Europe, Australia. You are all over. There's no place that you are not. In the name of Jesus, oh God, have your way on Wednesday, midweek Bible study. We call on your name. Oh yeah, your name alone is great. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy great name. There's no name that can compare to your great name. You are powerful. All power belongs. belong to you, the King of Kings. And there's nobody, nobody like you, Jesus. Nobody can compare to you, Lord Jesus. Have your way today. We surrender all to you. Hallelujah. Father is ordering our steps in his word, and he loves us, his great creation. He orders the steps of good people, righteous people, holy people. You know, those that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, yep, he's ordering your steps. So you're in the right place today. We thank God for you being on with us on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We are calling on the name of the Lord Almighty today. And we are thanking him. You know, he's a way maker. Now, you need a way made? Don't you worry. He's going to make it for you in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. He makes a way. Don't you know what he did for Moses and the people? Yeah, their back was against the wall. There was water everywhere. And they were shouting at Moses, what you going to do? What you going to do? We need to get out of here. We want to go back. But no, 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 no. We can't go backwards. We got to go forward. He says, stretch forth your rod. So you got a rod in your hand? Stretch it forth. Let's part the sea today. You know that sea where our back's against the wall? Yeah. Say, Lord, I remove that thing that's against my back right now in the name of Jesus. And we are set free. We are free today to move, to move. Yeah. God is ordering our steps. He's ordering our steps. Can't you see? You not where you used to be? He ordered your steps. Higher heights and deeper depths. He ordered your steps. And guess what? The waters will not overtake us. There's a scripture in Psalms 34:18 that says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And you know, I'm telling you, most of our hearts were broken this year. We saw loved ones. We saw friends, different people dying. We saw different things. I mean, hideous crimes, all kind of things, coronavirus. We can't even see the pestilence in the land, the coronavirus. You know, all kind of things. Our heart was broken. We just didn't know what to do. But God saved us. Yes. He said, yeah, I want you. I want you. I want you. And I want you. I have great plans for your life, for things you don't even know about. So I thank the Lord this day that he is with us. He won't leave us. No, 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 no. He know your name. Don't you know he know your address? He even knows the number of your bank account. What a mighty God we serve. He's able to do exceedingly above all, not some all that we ask of him. Even things we don't even ask. He gives it to us every day. He loads us up with benefits. So let's praise our God today and give him glory through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We thank God for each of you being on with us today. We have Minister Lanny McBride with us from Jackson, Mississippi. She's going to sing and play a song of praise this afternoon. We thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Sister G, and our sisters and brothers in Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Amen.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord. Even the little one lift a watch to hear me, Lord. Baby, we've got a dog. He's so strong. Jesus loves me so much that one day he died on Calvary, yes, he did. And it was on Saturday. I opened my heart and the gates of heaven swung open wide for me. And ever since that day, he's been wiping away every one of my kids. Oh, I'm so glad I let Jesus come on in. And today I say yes. Yes, Jesus, he loves me. And he loves you too. Oh, yeah. I got the witness in my breath. While I was yet in my sin, he paid it all, yes, he did. Oh, yeah. Yes, Jesus, he loved me. You see, I believe in the Holy Book, and the Bible tells me he paid it all out on Calvary, yes, he did. I just want to give him the glory. Help me give him the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He loves me. He loves me, thank you, Lord. The Bible tells me. The Bible tells me his love is real, so real. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, Jesus loves us. We got to continually praise him. Thank you so much, Sister Laney. That was an awesome, incredible song that God gave you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Just reminding us. Sometimes we forget that he loves us. When the Most High God loves us, oh, my God, we are truly loved. We are some love children. And I thank God for his love. We got to receive the love. Yeah, we can't say, oh, woe is me. No, the Most High God loves us. We have Glory Dean Charlotte with us. Minister Glory Dean Charlotte from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to play and sing a song of praise as well. Good afternoon, Minister Glory Dean. How you doing?
Good afternoon. You know, I would like to just not say today because it means I have to sit on a stool and I've been bothered with my back all day. My back has been bothering me.
Oh, okay, no problem.
I, I'll say,
no problem.
Know,
just go right ahead and sing.
I'll just sing. Okay. I was trying to find something else to sing, but I couldn't. I think I'll just sing this. Have thy own way, Lord.
Okay.
Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, ye be still. Have thy own way, Lord. Have thy own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold all our dreams absolutely away. Fill with thy spirit till I shall see Christ only always living in me. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. Smoke me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, eat it and still. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Powerful. We got to say, have your way, Lord. That means we got to surrender all. We got to surrender all to him. So we ask the Lord, have your way, Lord. And we thank God that Jesus loves us, and we are asking him to have his way in our lives. We can't say, well, no, Lord, I didn't mean that right there. I mean, have your way like this. No. Once we say, have your way, Lord, have your own way, we can't pick and choose the way we want him to have it. He just going to have it. So let him have it. Give him all. Surrender all. Thank God. Well, we're going to ask Sister Talana if she'll say a prayer for us and our families this afternoon. We thank God for Sister Talana from Jacksonville, Florida. Good afternoon, Sister Talana. How are you?
Good afternoon, Sister G. I'm well.
Hold on 1 second. We got some background noise here. Hold on 1 second. All right. Okay, Sister Talana, go right ahead.
Father, we just honor you today. We thank you, Lord God, for an opportunity to gather together as saints of the Most High. Lord God, thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us into all truth. Lord God, encourages us and intercedes on our behalf. We're asking, Daddy God, that everything that's said and done on this line, Lord God, will be done in decency and in order with respect to one another in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way and bless the one on this line. Bless those, Lord God, who allow this line to be possible in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we will not leave here the same way we came, but we will leave here, Lord God, better as we listen to your word and indulge in your word. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Talana. We appreciate that. Thank God for each of you being on with us today. Well, get your Bibles ready. We're going to do scripture search. Scripture search. Get your Bibles ready. You know the word of God, that word that God gave us. You know we are blessed. We are truly blessed because there are people who don't even have a Bible. I'm talking about in America. I talk to people that don't have a Bible. They don't even read the Bible. They don't study the Bible. So we are blessed, truly blessed, that the Father gave us the word in written form. Some people don't get it written form. They don't hear his voice. They don't even know about it. In America, I'm talking about. They don't acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. So I thank you all. Thank God for you all today. All right. First scripture. You know how we do scripture search. First one, find it. Read. State your name and read it. First one, find it. State your name and read it. All right. Genesis 21:17. Genesis 21:17.
This is Tawana, and I'm reading in the New International Version. It says, God heard the boy crying. You said Genesis 21:17, correct?
Correct. You're reading it right.
God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what's the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Delana. Excellent. All right. Next scripture. I want everybody to participate now, not just one or two, everybody. All right. Genesis 7:1. Genesis 7:1. Find it. State your name and read it.
Glory to God. You said Genesis 7:1?
Yes.
I have it. Glory to God. And Genesis 7:1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for there have I seen righteous before thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
Amen.
That's the one you
want? Thank you. Yeah, yes, ma'am. That's correct. All right. Next scripture. You guys are doing great. Genesis 15:10. State your name and read the answer. Genesis 15:10. Genesis 15:10. State your name and read the answer.
Sister Laney.
Okay.
And he took unto him all these and divided them in the midst and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. 15:10.
Very good. Excellent. All right. You guys are on the ball today. All right. Thank God for you all. Okay. Next scripture, Deuteronomy 28:2. Deuteronomy 28:2. Deuteronomy 28:2. State your name and read the answer. Deuteronomy 28:2.
This is Kalana. I was trying to give someone else an opportunity, but it's Deuteronomy 28:2 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Amen. Amen. Good job. All right, last scripture, a scripture, sir. James 1:15. James 1:15. James chapter 1. We're switching from the Old Testament to the New Testament. James chapter 1, verse 15.
Gloria be, James 1 and 15. Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, which it is finished, bringeth forth death.
All right.
1 and 15?
You read it correctly.
1 and 15?
You read it correctly.
I don't understand. All right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, you did excellently. Thank you. All right, now we're going to switch to Let's Get It Right. You still need your Bible, but this is a different twist, so you're going to need to know. Now, you may need to Google these, but you guys are a brilliant Bible scholar, so I thank God for you all. All right, so I don't think you're going to need to Google. You just need to find the scripture. And look, you need paper and pen. You need paper and pen. Because I'm going to give you some words that are incorrect. And you write down the words that are incorrect. When I give you the scripture, find the scripture. Say what I said that was wrong. Read the scripture. Don't forget to write the words down that are wrong that I'm going to state. It's called Let's Get It Right. All right? Genesis 1:1. I'm going to give you a chance to find it. Don't forget, write down the words that I say that's incorrect. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, Jesus created the sun, moon, and the stars. In the beginning, Jesus created the sun, moon, and the stars. State your name, tell me what words I stated that was incorrect, and read the scripture.
Sister
I'm going to read again. Go ahead, Sister Lane.
The word is, you should have had God where you had Jesus, and
okay.
The heavens and earth, you had sun, moon, and the stars. So it reads, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Excellent. Good job. You follow instructions so well. Hallelujah. Good job. You guys are brilliant. I thank God for you all. Yep. Y'all keeping me straight, helping me. Hallelujah. All right, next scripture, Genesis 22:5. Genesis 22 and 5. Give you a minute here. Write down the words that I say that are incorrect. And Moses said to his young men, stay here with the monkey. Stay here with the monkey. The lad and I will go up and worship, and we will come back to you. And Moses said to his young men, stay here with the monkey. The lad and I will go up and worship, and we will come back to you. What words did I state that was incorrect? And then read it. Don't forget to state your name.
Okay.
Genesis 22:5.
Okay,
and Moses
this is
said
Talana.
Go ahead, Talana.
This is Talana. I'm going to attempt. The incorrect words were Moses, stay, donkey, up, wheel, and back. The verbiage in Genesis 22:5 states in the King James, and Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, I used a different version, but I just had the two words, Moses and monkey with it. So that's good. Excellent. You guys are searching the scriptures. Thank God for you all. All right. So next scripture, Psalm 55:10. It says, morning and noon, they go around it on its walls. Iniquity and joy are also in the midst of it. Morning and noon, they go all around walls. Iniquity and joy are also in the midst of it. Two mistakes.
Sister Lady, Psalm 55,
okay.
Verse 10, the words that were wrong were iniquity, and it should have been iniquity and sorrow and joy. You said joy. But the scripture actually says day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it.
Okay. All right, just a different version. So morning and noon was incorrect. It was day and night. And in iniquity and joy. So it was trouble instead of joy. All right, thank you all so much. Okay, next scripture. Psalms 12:12. We're still in the Old Testament. Psalms 12:12. And it says, help, Lord, for the evil woman ceases from the unfaithful, disappear from among the sons of men. They speak truth, everyone to his neighbor, with flattering words. That's it.
Gloria Dean, I heard 1:12, but I didn't hear the scripture.
Psalm 12:12. Oh, I'm sorry, Psalms 12:1-2. I apologize. Oh, please forgive me. I wrote that too close
together. I thought it was 1:12, but it's not. It's
No, it's Psalm 12:1-2.
Psalms 12.
Help, Lord, for the evil woman ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak truth, everyone to his neighbor with flattering. Psalms 12:1-2.
All right,
go ahead.
Would you read it again, Miss G?
Okay. Help, Lord, for the evil woman ceases, for the unfaithful disappear among the sons of men. They truth everyone with his neighbor with flattering. It's three mistakes.
Okay, I think I may have it. I'm not sure. Psalms 12:1-2.
Yes.
You said for the evil woman, but it says godly man. And
okay.
You said they speak for the unfaithful, and it's supposed to be faithful. And they speak.
Correct.
You said they speak truth, but the scripture says they speak vanity.
All right.
So the scripture reads.
That's good.
Psalms 12:1-2. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak.
Amen. Amen. That's excellent. Good job. Excellent, excellent. You guys did great. Okay, we got one more. I realize we got one more. All right, this is Nahum 1 and 5. Nahum 1 and 5. The mountains quake before her, the hills melt, and the sun... I can't even read my own writing. The sun, he is at her presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it. Yeah, I looked that one up myself because I didn't spell that word right. Nahum 1:5. The mountains quake before him. I mean, before her. I'm sorry. The mountains quake before her. The hills melt. And the sun hears at her presence. Yet the world, yes, the world and all they that dwell in it. Nahum 1:5.
This is Kalana.
Okay.
You read from the King James Version, and if I'm correct, her, son, and they were the incorrect words. And the reading in the New King James Version is, the mountains quake before him, the hills melt, and the earth heaves at his presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it.
Amen. That is correct. Thank you so much. You guys did excellently. Yeah, give yourself a hug, a big old hug. I thank God for you all this morning, this afternoon, rather. Okay. Well, you know we serve the Almighty God. I'm going to ask Sister Lainey, would you say a prayer as we move forward? For everybody that's on the line, some other people came on. Could you say a prayer, Minister Lainey?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we so appreciate the Father, you being our Father, and the privilege of calling you our Father. We know, God, that you said in your word, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, so we holler your name. We ask that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We ask that you align our earth with what you say is in heaven so that we can know your heart, know your truth. Thank you for Sister G and all the sisters and brothers that's on this line. We are similar because we want to know you, and we want to know you so well that nothing can make us doubt who you are. We love you, Father, and we thank you for your helping us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Speak your heart into us so that we can know what you desire of us, and to know who you are and who we are in you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Appreciate it. All right, it's homework time. Homework time. I know y'all love this. This is favorite time, right? Homework time. All right. The homework. You know we had to read Genesis 29. I'm sorry, 28. Yeah, 28. We're going to be reading 29 next time. But anyway, it was 27 and 28 the last couple of weeks. So who wants to go first? Reading your question and then wait for the answer. Genesis, we're in Genesis 29. Who wants to go first? State your name and read question number one and move forward.
Okay, I'll go. This is Tawana.
Okay.
Actually, my five questions this week came from 28 instead of just 27 and 28. The first one is, who did Isaac summon Jacob to marry? And you will find that in the second verse. The question again, who did Isaac summon Jacob to marry?
You said the answer's in verse 1 or 2, which one?
You could probably find it in more so in verse 2, but 1 and 2 go together.
All right, thank you.
28. Oh. Sister Laney, I believe it's he was told to go and marry his cousin. Was the daughter of his uncle, who was the daughter of Laban.
Hey, right? Sister Laney, you're correct, but you've given the answer to one of my other questions.
I'm sorry. Okay. Excuse me.
That verse two.
Excuse me.
You're right.
Amen.
But we did two and one.
Two for two.
I might as well go and ask the question. Who, what, nah, I'll do it in order. Okay, the question number two. Laban was the son of whom, and what was the nationality? Again, Laban was the son of whom, and what was his nationality, and you will find that in verse 5.
Brian, Laban was the son of Nahor, and their nationality was Hebrew.
Come again, Brian.
He was the son of Nahor, N-A-H-O-R, and I believe they were Hebrew.
I think I have the wrong, maybe I have the wrong answer, because I have, somebody look it up for me, please, and read it in 5, because I have Bethuel and Armenian.
It's B-E-T-H-U-E-L, Bethuel, son of Bethuel,
mm-hmm.
in Syria,
mm-hmm.
Syria. It was a Syria.
Okay.
Syria.
So I guess one of us says Armenian.
Well, you see, you want Gloria Dean. You want in verse 5, Bethuel, he was a Syrian.
Okay.
He said Hebrew, but
Armenian,
yeah,
and Syrian. Yeah. Armenian and Syrian are, I think, the same.
Yeah, he's a
okay.
Syrian. He was the brother of Rebecca.
Okay. My third question,
all
so
right.
The answer is Bethuel and either Syrian or Bethuel and Armenian for the for Laban was the son of. The third question is, did Isaac approve of Canaanite women? And that would be a yes or a no.
Yes.
And you will find that in verse 8 of the 28th chapter of Genesis.
Well, he did not like the Canaanite women. Gloria Dean, it tells that he did not like the Canaanite women. And that...
You're correct. You're correct, Ms. Gloria.
Yeah, but I didn't see another sin here. But he wanted him to go, you know, that's why he sent him to go to his mother's brother, Rebecca's brother.
Ms. Gloria.
Miss Gloria Dean, I say it's a yes or a no. Okay. Now, we're going to question number four. It says, and I may not pronounce this correctly, it says Malabath was whose daughter? And you will find that in the 28th chapter, the 9th verse. Malaba was whose daughter?
Excuse me, Gloria Dean, it's the 28th chapter, you say?
Yes, ma'am, the 9th verse.
Oh, the 9th verse. Oh, I'm sorry. And what's the question again? I'm sorry.
Malabath, and I may be pronouncing that incorrectly, was whose daughter? The one that Esau married. Come on, Brian.
Well, she was the daughter of Ishmael.
You're correct. So now, since we've answered that question and we know that it was Malabath, or however you pronounce her name, my next question was, who was Malabath? Was she related to Esau? What was her relation to Esau?
That was the grandfather, I think. That was Ishmael. That was his daddy's. I know it. Ishmael.
That was his father.
Now Ishmael was the father of Ahar, the girl, you know, Ishmael was, he was much older, and he found, and he went to Ishmael, I know, to get a wife. So that was his uncle.
Miss Gloria Dean, excuse me for interrupting. Sister Lainey so graciously gave us the answer. So, Sister Lainey, what was it?
I'm a little confused. The question was, she was whose child?
Who was she related? What was her relation to Esau, the one that Esau married? What was her relation to him?
Okay.
She said cousin earlier.
Oh, cousin.
All right, cousin.
I got a little confused. I got a little confused with so many characters, and you got a lot of characters in verse 5. I'm sorry.
Honestly, Gloria Dean, that was his dad. That was Ishmael was Abraham's other child, Ishmael, one of the concubines, and therefore he wasn't alive, I'm sure, when he decided to go get a wife from Ishmael. That's where he went and got a wife from Ishmael.
Okay. I'm gonna stop. You guys, listen. We got to move on with the questions. You know, we're on a time schedule on the radio. You know, it's not a prayer line. So I'm looking at the time. We need to move on. Who's gonna give the next questions? Next 5 questions. Sorry to interrupt. Who wants to do the next 5 questions?
Gloria Dean, I think I can do pretty good. I think so.
I'm sure you can.
These
go ahead.
These are coming from chapter 27.
Okay.
And the answer here is in number 1. How did Isaac answer his father when he called him? That's in verse 1.
This is Kalana. He says, here I am.
That's right. Here I am. That's the next question is in number 4. What did Isaac want Esau to make for him that his soul be blessed before he dies?
Mr. Laney, the King James Version says savory meat. I think that's right.
And then you now in verse five. Who overheard Isaac when he spoke to Esau?
This Salana, Ms. Gloria Dean, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's right. Now this is verse 22. What did Isaac say to Jacob after he felt him? What did Isaac say to Jacob after he felt him? Verse 22.
Okay, this is Kalana again, Ms. Gloria Dean. She said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And this is verse 40. Verse 40. What did Isaac say to Esau would happen after serving his brother? It shall come to pass. He said, if you read it, you have to read it. He said, what did Isaac say to Esau would happen to him after serving his brother? What would happen to him? What could happen to him later on?
Sister Laney, after our father died, after we deal with mourning our father, I'm going to kill you. I'll slay you.
Yeah, no, is that 40? Verse 40?
Oh, I'm looking at 41. I'm sorry.
What did Isaac say to Esau would happen after serving his brother? It shall come to pass. So what did he say would happen after things come to pass? After dominion of time, after dominion, what would happen to him? Would he stay in that situation with his brother? What did he tell him?
He said, Sister Lane, he's going to break his yoke off thy neck.
Yeah. And that meant he meant that he will break the lead one day and get loose from him. He will
mm-hmm.
break loose. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that's all my five questions.
All right.
Thank you. Anybody else? Five questions.
This is Sister Laney.
Okay.
Question one, we have some of the same. What was the place, I think, that Isaac said that he didn't want Jacob to get a wife in verse one? What was the
I'm
place?
I'm sorry, you back at 28 or 27? Which chapter?
I'm sorry. Let me clarify. I'm in Genesis 28.
Okay.
Genesis 28, verse 1. What was the place that Isaac did not want Jacob to take a wife? What was the place?
This Kalana, Mr. Delaney, he told him, don't get a wife in Canaan.
That's exactly right. Verse 2. What was the relationship between Rebecca and Laban? What was the relationship between Rebecca and Laban? In verse 2. Yes, ma'am. They were brother and sister. That's correct. In verse 12, what did Jacob see in his dream? And what were they doing? What were the characters in it doing? What did he see first?
Verse 12. Gloria Dean, verse 12. He saw a ladder.
Yes, ma'am.
And he saw angels descending up and down the ladder.
That is correct. verse 18. What did Jacob do with the stone he slept on when he woke up? When Jacob woke up from being asleep, what did he do with the stone after he came out of his dream?
He built an altar unto the Lord.
Right, and he did something with oil.
He anointed it.
That's correct.
Is that?
Thank you. Both of you are correct. Okay.
Verse,
22.
What verse was that?
That was 18. Where he anointed it with oil.
Oh, 18 when he put the pillow there. And he poured, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
all right, the last one. What percentage of all Jacob expected to gain did he vow to give back in verse 22? This is a 22:5, two questions in this one, too. But the first one is, what percentage of all Jacob expected to gain that he vowed to give back?
Well,
and what do we call it? Yes, ma'am.
He said he would give a tenth to all.
A tenth.
You know, he'd give a tenth.
And I was going to say, what do we call it today? The T word.
Tithe.
That's right.
Tithe. Our tithes. When he called it tenth, the tithes.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I right?
Yes, ma'am. You're exactly right. Thank you all.
All right. Anybody else? Homework. Anybody else? Okay. Don't want to leave anybody out. Well, it's time for Glory Dean. Minister Glory Dean. Sister Glory Dean. She's going to do a brief summary of Genesis 27:28. And then we're going to move on after that. Go ahead, Minister Glory Dean. Be mindful of the time, please.
Yeah, I'm going to do the best I can. Okay, I'm telling
you're going to do great. Good. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Okay, I'm doing 27 and 28. And this 27 is concerning the first verse tells us, and it came to pass that when Esau was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, the eldest son, and said to him, my son, and he said to him, behold, here I am. And what he was calling him for, to let him know, it was time, he thought it was time for him to die. Before he died, he wanted Esau to make that savory soup, and it's like a stew. And Jacob loved Isaac loved that wild game, and that's why he won. He was a hunter. He told him, you go get that critter flow, and you go out and get me some of those, get something so you can cook that soup for me, that savory soup, that meat dinner, and because he enjoyed what Esau was doing for him, but he wanted to do this before he was old, and he couldn't, he couldn't see really, and he was taking his time to die, so he told him to go and get like the summer meat is like deer, you know. Some people love corn when they go out there and little baby goats, and this is what he loved, that wild animal stuff. So he went on, and Esau went on out, you know, to get everything what his daddy wanted. And guess what? Who was hearing about it? Rebecca overheard what was happening. So she, her and got Jacob together. Look, your dad is about to give Esau his rights as a firstborn. So look, you already know. You deceived him already. So let's go on. Now you know what? That lets us know something about Rebecca. You know, I look up the definition sometime. Now Rebecca was a name that meant noose. In other words, she was beautiful. And she would ensnare, they call it, I saw the word ensnare, like her beauty would be in a noose. She knew how to get the men. She knew how to, catch a man and all this because of her beauty. So you see, it wasn't much for Rebecca to do because she used to, I would use the word conniving, she used to doing little things, you know. So it wasn't that hard for her to do. to help him to be a trickster. So anyway, she told him, and she got together and got the food together while Esau was out there hunting. She got Jacob together. I'm making it so short. She got Jacob together and said, look, she went in there. You got to hurt. Your daddy's about to give the rights to Esau. So let's get together. You get it. All right. So she went and found the nicest things that Esau had in the house, some of his clothes. She put the hairy clothes up on him, and she made some gloves of the kids because she told Jacob, right now, go out there and find a good couple of kids, you know, baby goats. And she took some of the baby goat skin and sewed it up, made little gloves, like for Jacob. She had him hairy, just like it was Jacob. I mean, like it was Esau. And so they went on in there. And after it's over, what happened? He went out and got the got him all together, and got when Dad when he went to Jacob, he went to Jacob and said, "This is Jacob." And he let his daddy know, said, "I've come." These in verse and he told him, say that he was coming in to give him his silver, his venison. They called it venison. And I've come in, and he went into his father, and Isaac said to. Well, he told him, it had been done already. And when Isaac got in, the father said, who are you? He said, you're not, I thought you were, I'm going to make it very short, I thought you were Esau. He said, no, Daddy, because see, Isaac couldn't understand how is it that Jacob got the food to him so quickly. But you see, and then Esau, when he got there, right as they were leaving. He got there with the food for the venison for his father, and at the same time, that's the same thing that Isaac said. Hey, you know what? You feel like Harry. You feel like Esau, but you sound like Jacob. So you see, he couldn't disguise the voice. But so it went on, and Jacob got there, and the saddest thing was. That he gave the birthright. He told him, I thought you were Esau, so I gave the birthright to Jacob. So it has to be done, because I've already given it to him. And he was so outdone. He said, Father, he said, don't you have some kind of blessing you can give me? You know, can you reserve a blessing for me, God? You didn't reserve a blessing for me, God? And he wept. He really wept. And, you know, and he went on, and it goes on more and more, and, you know, and he really lifted up his voice, and he really was sad. But you see, at the end, he said, whenever my daddy gets well, whenever, I will go after Esau. It's a lot being said in the story, like, you know, quite a bit. But this is really what it's all about, how he tricked him again. And I just say, this tricked me twice. And that's Jacob's name. He's a trickster. He's a deceiver. And that's what he did. And so, therefore, he was so very angry, very angry. And he said, well, when his father is well and gone and buried, he will be after him. And then at the end, Rebecca said to Isaac, I'm weary of these daughters here in Canaan. We really don't want Jacob to marry none of these daughters here in Canaan. Praise God. And so it goes to the next story in verse 28. I had to skip some of it, you know, because of time. And he went on, and in this 28, as much as I knew I could remember, that Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, you know, and gave him, and he said, thou shalt not have a wife in Canaan, please. He doesn't have no wife in Canaan. He didn't want that. So he went to another place called Padan Aram, and to his son Laban. That's her father, Rebecca. That was her father to go to get a Laban to get one of the mother. No, Laban was a brother. But Thor was the father. It was her father. and the mother, so she said for him to go to his brother, Laban, and he'll help him, and take thee a wife from the daughter of Laban, her brother, Rebecca's brother. And God Almighty can bless thee and be fruitful and multiply. So he went on to the other land, and Isaac did go away and to take a wife. And you see, Esau heard all of this, that he was going to another place, Padan-Aram, I call it Padan-Aram, rather, to get a wife. So what he did, he went on, he said, I saw right, I'm going to get one right here. So he went to Ishmael, and just to remember the cousin, I guess that, with Ishmael, and got a wife from Ishmael. And he already had a wife, so he got two more wives from Ishmael, where Ishmael was. And that made, you know, in this world today, that's polygamy. So it wasn't like polygamy in the days for them. They could have many wives they wanted. You remember Solomon? David had so many wives. But you see, that's not polygamy there. So he went on and took him a wife. And you remember she said, her name is Mahalat, something, the daughter of Ishmael. And he took, and that's the one he took. And her name, as I think it meant, as I was looking up some names, trying to see some names, I'm not sure if that was her name, meant lyre, which is a musical instrument. I'm not sure. But anyway, and Jacob, he went on and he tarried on. And while Jacob was on his journey, he took a pillar and put it there to lay down and rest. So while he's resting, I think the whole story here is for us to learn about the Jacob's Ladder, because it's a song called Jacob's Ladder. So as he's resting, he dreamed about this ladder. And with this ladder, the angel was going up and down, descending up and down. And Jehovah was at the top. He said, I'm Jehovah God at the top. Jehovah God at the top. That's what was said in the word. It's Jehovah God, Jehovah. And then they'll go up. And that reminded me, you know, how we do, how we lift our hands up and we be praying, hallelujah, glory to God. We be going up to God, to great Jehovah. It's like we're climbing up the ladder. I believe we have a ladder. We can go up to God just like Jacob saw. I just saw that in the spirit, you know, thought about that. We are doing that today when we lift our hands up. We're looking high to Jehovah God up that ladder, and then we come on down and we pray and thank the Lord. Then we go back up again, up and down. We just like a ladder in our lives going up and down like Jacob. So what Jacob did, he said, this is the place where the Lord is. This is it. So he put the pillar like Sister Lady said, put that pillar there and say, this is really, and Jacob bowed about, and he called it, first of all, verse 18, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil up on top of it, because he said, that's the place, because that's where God is. God is here, and God wanted him to know that this is a land that belongs to you. And you're going to have so much. It's going to be like dust in the air, whatever, so much. And he told him this, and he called, and after the Lord told him that land was him, for him, and he put the pillar there, and he pulled all upon it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. And the name meant the house of, a place of the Lord, name of the Lord, the name of that city, the house of God. It meant the house of God. This is the house of God. It was called Luz. But then he changed that to Bethel, which meant the house of God. And Jacob bowed the vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me this way, I will go and will give me bread to eat and raiment put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. At this time he was running from Esau. He was running from Esau. Esau was behind him. And this is what he did. He dreamed, you see. He was on his way to Laban, L-A-B-A-N, Laban, to get a wife. So therefore, this is what happened to him. He stopped, and on his way, this is when he saw this ladder, the Jacob's ladder. And then what happened, he came to his father's house, and so I'm getting to my father's house. He wanted to get back home. See, Rebecca told him it's going to be all right. When everything is okay, then I'm going to call for you to get back here. She said that in 27. I'm going to call for you to get back here. So she told him to go ahead, and when everything's eased, everything's all right. And don't worry about what you did, Jacob. Jacob said, I can't do this to my dad. If he found out who I am, he'll call me a deceiver. So he said, and she said, don't worry about that. That's on me. Put that on me. See, it's a lot in all what was happening. So at the end, we know that after Jacob went on and had the dream and put that pillar there and called that Bethel, the house of God, because that's where God ministered to him and said, this land belongs to you. And and therefore at the end, he vowed the vow, if God be with me and will keep me in this way, I will give me bread and eat and raiment and put on. And so I come to my father's house. I want to get back to my father's house in peace. Because this is what he was running from his brother. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give that unto thee. So Brother and Sister Lane is talking about the tenth. This is the tenth. This is the tithes. So it goes all the way back to the tenth. Where it started, tithes started in the tenth. Way back there, and it could have started before this, but this was Genesis. So this was all about Jacob's ladder, and God gave him that land. He wanted to get back to his house, his home, but what happened is that he didn't get back, but he wanted to be safe and sound with his brother. He wanted to make it up with his brother, too. His brother was after him, and he had to keep going and running, almost like they say, running. And then he stopped. And God blessed him. As he laid his head down, God brought him right there, and he named that place Bethel, the house of God. So that's where it is today. Praise God. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Gordon. Amen. That was awesome. Thank God for you. Thank God for the word. And, you know, I remember that song. It says, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. That's all I remember. But I thank God for that summary, Minister Glory Dean. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to move on. Today we're going to complete our study about de-junk. Yeah, our bodies, how to de-junk our bodies. So Sister Talana is going to speak on long-term effects of junk food. All right, Sister Talana, it's on you.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Time me, Sister G, so I don't go. Okay. So my presentation is on long-term effects of junk food. Can everybody hear me okay? You can hear
us
if you
did? Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. So I'll start, I'm going to start on an analysis that I, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it shows that most millennials alone spend about 45% of their budget on eating out, which would be fast food, junk food, restaurants, whatever. And it says, and I noted that occasional eating out may not be so profound on your health, but excess of fast food can show signs of poor health as well as negative effects on your body. And I remember, if I'm correct, I remember hearing Sister G at one time say it's called filler food. She would call it filler food. It just fills you.
Belly fillers.
Okay. Correct me, yes. But she said it will fill you, but it has no nutritional value to it, really. So I continue by saying, for example, fast foods contain added sugar as well as sodium. And it was a notation that the American Heart Association recommends each of us eating at least 100 to 150 calories of added sugar per day, and it narrows down to only about 6 to 8 teaspoons. So
I noted that do we look at the sugar content that's on junk food, or do we just pay more attention to the sodium and the calories? And that's a note that we, you know, that just make a mental note of that. I also made a documentation that carbs and sugars in fast foods and processed foods can cause acid buildup in your mouth. And these acids can break down tooth enamel. And when the enamel begins to disappear, then bacteria forms. And the next thing you know, cavities show up, their ugly heads. So because the Word of God says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, Sister G wanted me to talk about the long-term effects of junk food. And because we're fearfully and wonderfully made, there are many systems in our bodies that God allows them to function. And Scripture also tells us that everything we need for life and godliness, we have it, but sometimes we take it upon ourselves. So I'm going to talk about a few of the systems, and I hope that I'm pronouncing some of these systems correctly. When your digestive system begins to break foods down, the carbs are released as glucose or sugar into your bloodstream. As a result, your blood sugar increases. So your pancreas responds to the surge of the glucose or the sugar, some people call it, and it releases insulin. When that insulin transports sugar throughout your body to your cells, that needs it for energy, carbs, potatoes, sugar, junk food, fast food restaurants, burger facilities, all those things that are considered belly filler foods. So the blood sugar process is highly regulated by your body, and as long as you're healthy, your organs can properly handle some of these sugar spikes. But some of the things that the junk food will affect in your body is your neurological system. It can cause eating fast foods can cause depression.
Yeah.
It can cause headaches. In your integumentary system, it can cause acne because you can do the carbs. You eat carbs, and it triggers acne. Heavy fast food like French fries, hamburger, buns, potato chips, they lead to acne breakouts. So it affects the integumentary system. It also affects the dental system, and I spoke of that about the enamel, eating too much because carbs turn into sugar and it's kind of stored there. And then I spoke about what it does to the tooth and the enamel. Another system in our body that fast food can affect is our cardio system, which can cause heart disease or stroke because cholesterol and increased blood pressure are two of the top risk factors for heart disease and stroke. And when you do more junk food rather than eating the foods that are more beneficial to your body and can help your body do the natural energies and the natural sugars, then these are the effects that it will have on your cardio system. It can also affect your respiratory system because it causes shortness of breath. When you're eating too many calories or you're eating too much junk food and the sugar, and you can develop diabetes, or you can develop high blood pressure, or you can develop obesity, which is hard for your heart to really pump because it's kind of squeezing up. That's also, I'll also connect that with the cardiopulmonary system. It can also affect your endocrine system because it causes you to have weight gain. When you eat all those calories, when you eat a lot of junk food, so it's a lot of things that the junk food can actually do to the systems of our body that God fearfully and wonderfully made us.
It starts in the circulatory system, and well, not starts, but it can also affect the circulatory system. It can clog arteries. It can cause blood clots, those type things. The insulin spikes in your body may not respond as it should naturally. And then another portion of your body that it can affect is the skeletal system. I notated that extra calories, who eat at fast food restaurants, they tend to take in extra 187 to 190 calories per day. And then that excess weight can affect your bones through calcium breakdown, through arthritis, because it actually goes into the body. So those are some of the things that I got with the resources of the Internet and the AHA. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister Shalana. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well, we are finished with that study. Now, you know what? I hear some people say my body or our body needs sugar, and they're correct. But I don't hear people say my body needs vitamin A, my body needs vitamin D, my body needs vitamin B, my body needs vitamin C. But they'll tell you about that sugar, because sugar is an addiction, and it craves. It's going to, you know, you ever had a lot of children around you, and you got one that stand out? We'll call that one sugar, sugar, sugar. Calm down, because that one wants a lot of sugar. Sugar is an addiction. Try to get off of it. Try to get off that white sugar. Don't eat cookies. Don't eat candy. Don't eat sweet potato pie. Don't eat pound cake. Don't eat donuts. You know, Dunkin' Donuts or all them sweets. Try to get off of it. Say, oh, I'm not going to eat that. Don't even buy it at your house. I promise you, you're going to get in the car or you're going to walk and you're going to go get it, because it's an addiction. So how do you get off of it? So we're going to be studying soon about how to get off of sugar. I know Sister Zalana going to help me remember. We're going to do a study on it. How do I get my body off of this addiction of sugar? All right? So I'm writing it down. How do I get my body off this addiction? Sugar. It is truly an addiction. Now, I don't ever hardly ever hear people say, you know, I need my minerals today. Uh-uh. No, but we need minerals. We need minerals. We need, we also need exercise. I know sometimes, you know, you hear people say, I'm having trouble breathing. Take deep breaths. Open up your windows. Get some fresh air. Go outside. Sit in the sun. You need sunshine. Sunshine is going to give you that vitamin D. We need fresh air. We need exercise. We need vitamins. We need minerals. Our body needs sugar, and our bodies need natural sugar. The sugar that God made. You know that sugar that, can you imagine Daniel in the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, can you imagine them eating Twinkies? Can you imagine them eating at Dunkin' Donuts, or what's the other donut place? Can you imagine them eating at those places? I can't imagine it. But we eat there, so we got to learn to be self-disciplined. But we're going to be talking, we're going to be studying about that very, very soon. About how to de-jump from sugar, all right? So we got to eat natural sugar. You know, everything from the earth is the best for you. Everything from the earth, oranges, bananas, plums, cherries, sugarcane, cantaloupe, pineapple. You know, Genesis 1 talks about I give you green herbs for your meat. So those kinds of things is what our body is really craving. But, you know, our parents, when we were babies, they gave us all that junk food. Here, baby, eat these Cheetos. Here, baby, eat this donut. You know, I see people bring their children to church. They haven't eaten breakfast, but they got a candy bar in their hand. So, you know, we ask the question, Lord, will you make me whole? So we want to be made whole. We want, John 5:6 says, it will, you know, the word of God will make us whole. So let's prosper in our health and in our, like our soul. Our souls, I bet you our souls are fat because we always in the word. We always listening to the word. Our souls are running over. Our souls are full. But our bodies are starving for a good, healthy meal. So it is prayer time. It's time to pray. It is time to pray. So I'm going to ask Sister Glory Jean if she would pray for Sister Thelma Holmes, our sister in the Lord who is out. She's been on a bed of affliction, but we are praising God and thanking God that he's going to raise her up. All right, Sister Glory Jean, can you pray for Sister Thelma Holmes? Wait, hold on. Sister Glory Jean, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now. I was on mute. But I thank the Lord
okay,
for
nope.
the sister.
Okay, nope.
You hear me? Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Thelma right now. We thank you for her, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you take care of her, Lord, that you just keep her, God, in the palm of your hands right now as we go against all these powers of hell away from her right now, in the name of Jesus, away from her body. Her body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that does not belong to the enemy. And we demand and command everything that's the enemy that's messed with her body inside and out shall be that God out of her body and away from her, and that she'll feel better, and that the doctors that's working with her, that they will give them more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that minister to for our sister, that she would be healed in Jesus' name. Because Satan is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He's a liar. And God, we pray that you just touch in a mighty way, God, that she be strong, Father God, strong in you, God, that faith, God, that she would hold on to that faith, God. Hold on to that faith. Have faith in God. Don't think anything negative. Stop thinking how you feel. Stop thinking anything that's not of God. Stop thinking negative things. Just bring all these things together that's not of God. Bring the right thoughts together. Get rid of those thoughts that this is going to happen to me. I can't do this. This is going to happen. God has the last word. Just give God some glory. Give God some praise. Begin to thank God. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up unto the Lord. And I tell you, he will bless you as you continue to love him and thank him. Put him first in the name of Jesus, and he will answer your prayers. And we pray, God, that you touch our sister. Heal our sister now, God, from the top of her head to the very soles of her feet, all in and outside of her body. Now, Father God, in Jesus' name, remove it all in front of us, everything that needs to go. We thank you, Lord, for her healing. We thank you, Lord, that she's not going to think negative anymore. She's going to get away from that. She got to get away from it. Worry is a sin. God said you got to have faith. And your faith, look at the scripture where he says in 4 and 8 Philippians, think on these things. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things of a good report, think on these things and praise the Lord with it. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, Sister Thelma. Bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. We thank God for that powerful prayer. Minister Glory Jean, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
All right.
We'll check in there.
Okay. Hold on. Alrighty. Okay, now we're going to ask Sister Talana, can you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser? Healing.
Father, we come to you again in reference to our babies, Chloe, Zoe, and Kaiser. Daddy, we have requested several healing verses over their body and said several things over their body pertaining to your word. So, Daddy, we're just going to continue to thank you, Lord God, that they are healed by your stripes. We're going to continue, Lord God, knocking on the door, Lord God, but believing that what we ask you in reference to these young bodies, Lord God, will come to pass, and, Lord God, it will manifest in their lives sooner than later. Daddy, we thank you that their parents, Lord God, will be able to give a testimony. Daddy, we thank you for the progress that they have made thus far. We thank you, Lord God, for the physicians and all of the medical professionals that are working with them and not against them. We thank you, Lord God, that even, Lord God, their systems, as we've called out, Lord God, each system in their body, Lord God, begins to function to perfection. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit that will go in and do the surgery where it needs to do surgery, Lord God, take out what needs to take out and add what needs to be added, Lord God. We thank you that even, Lord God, a miracle will begin to happen, Lord God, because not that we're just looking for signs, wonders, and miracles, but, Lord God, that's who you are. You gave us the Holy Spirit. You gave us the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are Jehovah Rapha. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in these young ones' life in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And we declare, Lord God, that it is so, and so it is according to your will. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Anna. All right. I thank God for each one of you that are on the line with us. Let me see. I'm going to ask Sister Lainey. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I tried to start six. I don't know. Did you hear that conversation? Somebody was at my door. My neighbor was ill.
Yes, we can hear you, but I put you on mute.
Thank you.
Not have a mute button on your phone? Because star six don't work on a radio.
It doesn't work.
Star six, listen to what I'm telling you. Star six work on a prayer line, but it doesn't work on the radio. And this is the radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Okay, so on the radio, you actually have to put your literal phone where it says mute button, you have to tap that.
Where it says mute button, okay. All right, I'll have that in mind for the future. I'm sorry.
That's okay, but I put you on mute. I was listening, and I put you on mute. But I need you to pray for families of slain children that have been murdered. I'll give you a brief short. There's a lady here in Jacksonville.
Sister Carita. Sister Carita?
Yes.
Sister Carita.
Yes.
Carita.
Yes.
Where you then? Yes. I got to leave early. I have to go.
Oh, baby, you don't ever have to tell us. Just go click off. Glardine.
Okay.
You never have to tell us. Just click off.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. So I forgot what I was saying. Can somebody tell me what I was saying?
You were talking about a family that we were praying for children who were slain.
Right.
And you were going to
There's a woman here in Jacksonville. Yes, thank you. There's a woman here in Jacksonville whose son was murdered, but she didn't know that he was murdered. He was missing, and he'd been missing for weeks, and they were looking for him. And the police came to her door, and you know, she said her son was her best friend, and they pray, they talked together every day. And so she knew something had happened, but she didn't know what it was. But the police came to her door, and she didn't want to talk to him. She said, no, don't. He said, no, I have to talk to you. And so she found out from the police that her son was murdered, and she had to go identify his body. And the Lord told her to start a business called Families of Slain Children. Those children who have been murdered. So here in Jacksonville, about 5 or 6 blocks from where I live, she has the billboard in front of her business with all these names of all these children who have been murdered. I mean, it's thousands of them. So I'm going to ask you to pray for the Lord to stop the murders of our children. Minister Lainey, go ahead.
Amen. Praise God. Well, let's go to prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus. We come with the burden of children who've been
murdered, who've been sought out, who've been abused, misused, and handled inappropriately to the point to get to kill a child. You have to lay traps for them. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for those who have that kind of mind, that kind of heart that will harm our precious children. God, we pray right now. First of all, we plead the blood of Jesus over all those children that we have now in the earth to protect them from this kind of ill will, deadliness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for their safety. We plead the blood of Jesus, angels around. We pray, God, that parents will to know how to train them to be alert and to be careful and to be focused and to be prepared for action if someone seems to want to harm them, that they will know the things they ought to do to protect themselves. We pray that parents, teachers, preachers, adults will train children how to help themselves be safe by doing what they can naturally. But, Father, with the super on the natural, God, we pray for divine intervention, and even right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the lady that wants to remind us that we have to be responsible to protect our children and to keep them from harm's way. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will deal with the heart and the mind of those who have the mentality to do evil toward our children. We pray, God, for a change of heart that somebody will help them know that this is evil, this is not of you, and that they repent and seek in the name of Jesus. We bind the enemy and all of his tricks, all of his traps that has been set in the earth right now for our children. We come against the enemy in Jesus' name. We declare a decree that they can live and move and have their being in you, and we pray for their divine protection right now in Jesus' name. We pray for every demonic assignment toward our children will fall to the ground and die and cease to be an instrument of harm to our children. We pray, Father, this in the name of Jesus, and we ask, Father, even the more that we will educate our children how to be wise when they are out with people, around people, even with children, to know how to not put themselves in harm's way. And we pray for parents and teachers to teach them how to learn. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we plead the blood of Jesus over our children again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, Minister Laney. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to be closing out in just a moment. I thank God for each of you who came on. I'm going to ask Sister Talana if she would pray for protection for all of our families. But before that, I want to thank Sister Glory Dean's daughter who just came on, Sister Karen. We thank God for you, Karen, coming on. Your mom just had to go off, but she did an awesome job today. Karen is a very, very busy woman. She's going to university in New Orleans, and we thank God for her coming to support her mom. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I had class earlier. Now I'm on my way to class, another class. And I just have
been,
you're right, I have been busy. I'm sorry I missed her,
yes.
But I'm sure it was beautiful.
Yeah, well, listen,
I'm
let me pray
able
for you
to catch up.
Yeah, let me pray for you, Karen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Karen, Minister Glory Dean's daughter. Oh, God, you know the things that you have for her. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. Much is required of her in the name of Jesus. So, Father, she has a husband and children, a mother, brothers and sisters, family, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that she would not get stressed out, but she would lean to you, not to her own understanding. Everything that concerns her concerns you. So we're going to leave those things at your feet, every heavy burden that Karen is carrying. Heal her digestive system as well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we praise and honor you. We thank you for this mighty woman of God, Karen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Karen. So,
amen.
Sister Talana.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to, Sister Talani,
I'm here.
Pray for protection from all of our family, from the coronavirus, from incidents, accidents, mishaps, violence, and if you could close it out, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, I just speak Psalms 91 over our lives, Lord God, asking, Lord God, that you just keep us under your wings, Father. Place us under your shelter. God, we thank you that you gave us the blood of Jesus that redeems us, that, Lord God, covers us. Thank you, Lord God, for it. Thank you, Lord God, that we are protected in the name of Jesus. Lord God, thank you that you bought us with a price, Lord God, and that price that you purchased us with, Lord, that in no one can repay you. We can only repay you through our praise and through our obedience. So, Father, we receive self-control in every area of our life. Lord God, we receive and we declare, Lord God, discipline in our lives, Lord God, as you disciple us even the more to be the children of the Most High and Holy God. Lord, we're praying even, Lord God, for protection, Psalms 91, over our loved ones, Lord God. People here, Lord God, have loved ones in different cities and different states, Lord God, maybe even different countries, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for your angels of protection, Lord God. We release them to work on our behalf. We release them, Lord God, to protect us from the danger seen and unseen. We go ahead and tell you, angels, go to work for us on today. Go to work for us. And, Lord, help us to be reminded of that you didn't leave us comfortless. Not only do we have the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of us, Lord God, but there are angels, Lord God, that even work on our behalf. Those, Lord God, that work, Lord God, to minister to us, Lord God. Those that work, Lord God, to protect us, Lord God. So go ahead, angels, and do what you're supposed to do on our behalf in the name of Jesus. And, Daddy God, as we declare Psalms 91 over our lives, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we continue to walk in our armor, with our armor, Lord God, that our helmet of salvation, Lord God, our breastplate of righteousness, Daddy, our feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace, because, Lord, that's our sword. Lord God, we truly, Lord God, declare the shield of faith, Lord God, over us in Jesus' name, that shield, Lord God, that will counteract every fiery dart that the enemy wants to bring our way in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for faith, Lord God, faith to believe your word, faith to abide in your word, and faith to walk in your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please you, Daddy. So, Father, as we depart this line and this radio station, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We are surrounded, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We make it, Lord God, our covering, Lord God. We make it, Lord God, a part of us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We purpose it in our heart in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. And, Daddy, we thank you, Lord God, for the program director of this line, Lord God. Thank you for those, Lord God, that are working to allow this radio broadcast to be available and possible. And we're asking, Lord God, that when we come back on the next time, Lord God, that we will be even more wiser, Lord God, even more diligent, and, Lord God, even more profound in the things that you're doing in our lives. So, Daddy, we say thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, and be it so.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Sister Talon. Love each one of you. May God continually walk with you, talk with you, be a lamp and a light to your pathway. Look forward to talking to you very soon. Love y'all. Have a good day. A God-filled
Amen.
Week. Hallelujah.
Love you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Amen.